Love the praise and worship. It's just so good, so good. And God is good, good, good to us, isn't he? Amen. We talked last week about speaking our faith, speaking our faith. I want you to stand this morning, and I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you will, this morning to Matthew 18:18. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do you do when life gets crazy? How many know that life can get crazy at times? Amen? So, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Hold up your Bibles today and let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I am what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to five people this morning and say, no puny believers around here. No puny believers around here. Amen. That's for sure. Praise God. You know, life gets crazy at times. Things happen in life. You know, there's natural things that happen. There is an enemy out there, and there's things that happen. And we must remember in the midst of everything that you and I have authority in Jesus Christ. And so many times we forget or are very passive about what we have. We just don't really seem to comprehend that all of heaven is backing us up because we have a belief in Jesus Christ and are Christians. Amen? So we do not have to tolerate things that the world tolerates. We do not have to tolerate sickness. We do not have to tolerate disease. We do not have to tolerate lack. Amen? Because you and I have been given the authority. When change for the better is needed, how many know that change for the better is needed right now in America? Come on, somebody. How many know that change right now for the better is needed in America? Let me tell you, change in America is going to take place when Christians discover the authority that they have to push back the dark forces. I believe that we are being set up for an end-time revival. You know what changes a nation greater than anything is Jesus Christ. And when we understand our authority that we have and we begin to share with others and live in the blessing of the Lord that provoke others to jealousy, then their lives and hearts are going to change. And when we begin to see the change in people's lives, we're going to see a shift in America. Thank God. Amen. And what's so exciting about this is you're going to be a part of this. Because when righteousness rules a nation, there's great peace. And I believe God's going to put righteousness back in its place in America. And it's going to come through the body of Christ. It's going to come through believers knowing who they are in Christ and taking the authority that God has for them and standing up and giving a voice to what they have and to share with others. Turn to somebody and say, that was worth a hand clap right there. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we have to release the power and authority that God has given us. We do that by speaking out, by having boldness. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. You see, there's no fear in what we have and the ability that God has within us to speak the truth of God's word and see change and see results. And the Bible says whatever we bind on heaven or bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. We have authority when we open our mouth and speak God's word. We can call every disease by name and it has to subjugate to Jesus Christ. It has to what, Pastor? Subjugate. I wanted to look up that word and share with you a little bit about subjugate. It means to bring under domination or control. It means to conquest. It means to conquer. It means to vanquish. It means to defeat. It means to crush. It means to squash. It means to gain mastery over. You're having some difficulties in your life in some areas. You need some mastery over it. Well, I want to tell you, God's given you the ability and the power within you to master those things and not them have them master you. It means to overcome. How many know we are overcomers? It means to subdue. All this one word, subjugate. It means to subdue. Listen to this. It means to clobber. Turn to somebody and say, we just clobber the devil. It means to clobber. I love that word. It means to clobber. That is an awesome word. Listen over in Mark chapter 4. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41. Let's look at Jesus and the authority he used and what he had to do and how he used his authority. Mark 4, 35 through 41. On the same day when evening had come, he had said to them, let us cross over to the other side. You know, when Jesus says something, it will come to pass. That was a word we had from the Lord this morning in the prophetic word. It will come to pass. His promises will come to pass. Amen? And when Jesus said to his disciples, he said, hey, let's go over to the other side. Amen? They're going to go over to the other side. You can bank on it. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And listen to this. And all of a sudden, craziness took place. Craziness broke out. A great windstorm arose, and waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. Already filling. Next verse. But he, Jesus, was in the stern asleep on a comfy pillow. My pillow. Come on, somebody. MyPillow.com, right? Thank God for that guy, man. He's a brother, amen? Brother Mike, amen? He was asleep. You see, when you're in faith and you're in grace, you're in rest. Jesus was in rest because he knew his authority. And when you know your authority in Christ, you are at peace. You don't have to let outside things affect you or bother you because you know you have the authority to change a situation. The disciples were freaking out. Here's Jesus asleep on my pillow, and they're like, man. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Boy, have I heard that on Facebook. Oh, we're perishing. Oh, God's judging America. God is not judging America. He judged Jesus with all judgment so that we would not have to be judged. Things happen in this world. Natural forces take place. There's natural laws still established in this world. And there's natural faith laws as well, or supernatural faith laws. And we have the supernatural within us to come against anything in this world and release the power of God over it. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Man, I have heard that so much. It's amazing. It's amazing the level of where people are at times and their understanding. I want to tell you, the majority of Christians do not know this message I'm teaching this morning. They have not a clue. They don't understand what they have, who they are, whose they are, and the power of God working in their life. Next verse. But you're not in the dark. You're in the light today. Then he arose. He got up. He took action. Faith is not passive, and neither is grace. Grace empowers you to take action. Most people think when they get grace, oh, man, you know. No, grace empowers you. Paul said, I worked more than you all. Yet not I, but grace. Grace is one of the most empowering things because it sets you free to enjoy all that God has for you. Without condemnation, guilt, and shame, God has given you grace to empower you to make a difference in this world. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said, he spoke to the wind. He spoke to that sea. He didn't go into a litany of, oh, God, if you will, God, if it's your will, Lord, please, Jesus, oh, God, I beg you, God, right now, oh, God, please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Oh, man. No, he said he knew his authority. Peace, be still. Wow. Listen to me. People that know their authority aren't shook up. They don't have an Elvis syndrome. I'm all shook up. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. See, Jesus didn't put us in this world just to live a puny existence to get by. Jesus put his church on here and said, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. And so how is that going to take place when it seems like all hell is breaking loose in the world? It's going to take place by all heaven living through you. The Bible says we have days of heaven here on earth. Amen. And it takes place because we have the authority and the peace of God and the voice to give victory to that situation. And there was a great calm. Look at the next verse. I love this. Amen. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? Turn to somebody and say, why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith? I want to tell you, the greatest illustration of faith is your rest and confidence in God's word. When you know the authority that you have, you rest and have confidence in the word of God because you know you can speak to things and those things have to move. What he said, why don't you guys do what I just did? That's what he was saying. Why don't you guys do what I just did? You guys have the same authority. Why aren't you exercising this faith that I just showed you? You see, so many times we forget what we've got, amen, and the enemy wants to come and plunder us and beat our mind up and tell us we're not going to make it, we're going to fail, these things aren't going to happen in our life. I want to tell you, he is a liar and the father of all lies. I want to tell you, you've got great authority in you, given to you by Jesus Christ and his blood to change situations, change environments. In fact, when you walk into a place, that environment has to change. Some of you know I have worked out in the secular world. I still do a little bit. How many know that? Amen? I have done that. I do that. I do training. I've done that. When I walk into dealerships, and I do training in car dealerships are some of the most raunchy places you can be in. Come on, brother. I mean, I'm telling you, some of the atmosphere in those places are some of the most raunchy places you can walk into. Some of the most foul language you ever hear is in a car dealership. Don't ask me why. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is. But when I walk into those places, I see a shift in the atmosphere. Do you know why it is? Because I know who I am and I know who I belong to. And I see lives changed When I go into those dealerships, it is an amazing thing over the years that I've done this and went through this and, you know, worked and just said, you know what, not going to take a salary, I'm going to work, you know, I did all that, we're able to take a little salary now, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, what a blessing. But man, I'm telling you, when I walk in there, I've walked back and I've had guys come up to me, man, you changed my life. I have shared Jesus with these guys. I've had opportunities, open doors to share the Lord. I want to tell you, when you walk into that job tomorrow, you can make an impact and a difference. That situation that you may be facing can change because of the authority Jesus has given to you. Can somebody say amen? Amen? So the name of Jesus, how many know the name of Jesus is higher than any other name? Philippians 2:9, look at this real quickly. Philippians 2:9, the name of Jesus is higher than any other name. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name. Read on down, next verse. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those things, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth. Jesus, not only, listen, Adam had authority here on earth. But Jesus gave us authority not only on earth, but in heaven and everything under earth. That means we have complete authority over all the power of the enemy. And when we speak the word of God, not only does heaven line up with us, but the things on earth have to shift and move with the word we speak. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, do you believe that? Do you believe that? Jesus' name is above every name. Jesus, listen to me, Jesus is above cancer. He is above cancer. Listen to me, Jesus is above AIDS. Are you ready for this? Jesus is above coronavirus. Just saying. Jesus is above anything. Jesus is above lack. Oh my gosh. You got to get this. Jesus is above everything that you can name on this earth. That name is above every name. That name is so powerful. The Bible says when you say Jesus, demons actually tremble at the sound of that name. Hallelujah. But we just kind of sit back and say, Kumbaya, Lord, kumbaya. The church should be a force and not a field. The church should be a force and not a field. Man, we've got such power within us. Jesus gave us this power. Prayer carries tremendous power, and when we pray, things change. But it must be a prayer of authority. Many people and most people beg God to do something instead of taking their authority and speaking to that situation. We've already received the authority and the power over evil spirits. Ephesians 6:12. Look, Ephesians 6:12. We have absolute authority over the enemy. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Jesus has given us authority over the enemy. Look at Mark 10:1. Let's go there, Mark 10:1. I love this. And then we're going to drop down verse 7 and verse 8. Mark 10:1. Then he arose from there and came to the region of Judea by the other side of Jordan, and the multitudes gathered to him again, and as he was accustomed, he taught them there. I'm sorry, Matthew. Matthew 10:1. Hang in there with me, church. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them what? Power, dunamis, dynamite, over unclean spirits, to cast them out, to heal some diseases, to heal a few. To heal what? All kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Look at verse 7. As you go, See, most people are trying to seek a sign or you know, trying to follow after a sign or trying to follow, you know, find a sign. But Jesus said, these signs shall follow you. Right? But most people, oh, where can I get a miracle? Where can I, you know, they run after a sign instead of signs and wonders following them. As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8, look at this, verse 8. Heal the sick. He didn't even say pray for the sick. He said, take your authority and heal the sick. Speak to that disease. Command it to go in the name of Jesus. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, so do what? Freely give. The number one reason behind unanswered prayer is that people ask God to do something that he's given them the authority to do already. Whoa, say what, Pastor? Let me say that again. The number one reason behind unanswered prayer is that people ask God to do something that he's given them the authority and the power to do themselves. Or they're asking God to do something that he's already done. He's already provided all of this for us at the cross. He's given it to us by grace, and we receive it through faith, and we speak it throughout our life. So the average Christian approaches God as if he had no authority, and things will never change unless you take authority. Hello? We cannot depend on the unsaved world to fix the problem. Because they don't know and understand and have been issued the power to handle the situation. You and I have been issued the power to change the environment of this world. Hallelujah. What is power? I'm glad you asked that. Acts 1:8. Look at Acts 1:8. I love this. Amen. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and Fishers and in Annapolis and Carmel and Noblesville and Greenfield and Brownsburg and Fortville and, hello? You shall receive power to be witnesses. You shall receive dunamis. The word there is dynamite. J.J. Walker. I loved him, man. You shall receive dynamite, power to be a witness, to make a change, to share the word. You know what power is? Power is simply the ability to get the job done. We have the same power that Jesus had abides in you. Turn to somebody and say, hey, brother, more power to you. Somebody will remember that someday. Amen. So when we are Christ, when we are in Christ, there is nothing that we cannot overcome. We have the power directly from God, and it is something that we cannot ignore it. We do not have to beg and plead with him to heal somebody. We need to speak the word over them. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. You need to confess that scripture and get it out of your mouth. It's not coming nigh my dwelling. Amen. It's not coming near me. I'm going to speak the word of God over it. If something comes against me, I know I have authority over it. Amen. I don't have to stay in this situation I am in. I know God's given me the power to change. Hallelujah. I don't have to struggle with my weight anymore. I know God's given me the power to change. Well, I'm just saying. Amen. I don't have to struggle with this thing going on in my life anymore. I know God's given me the power to change. I don't have to allow people to put a label on me because God sees me as good, he is pleased with me, and he loves me so much, amen. I know God is pleased and I have the authority to walk in his power. Woo! Man, turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching good to you right now. Look at the NLT here. Look at the NLT in Luke 10:19. He says, look at this. Luke 10:19. Look, I've given you authority over all. I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among the snakes and scorpions and crush them. You ever walked among some snakes and scorpions? Come on, somebody. Amen. If you've been in some environments I've been, there's been some snakes and there's been some scorpions. I was dealing with a few this week, amen? And I was thinking, God, how do I handle this situation? It wasn't anybody in the church. Turn to somebody and say, shh. It was somebody out in the world, and I was put in a situation that I really needed the wisdom of God to handle it. My flesh wanted to rise up and go, what? And I said, God, how do I handle this situation? I was dealing with some snakes and scorpions. When you're out in the business world, you deal with some snakes and scorpions. There may be a few try to infiltrate the body of Christ, but thank God we have the spirit of discernment and we can know those. We can take our authority over that area. But I had to have the wisdom of God in this situation. I needed God's wisdom, and I just prayed, and I said, God, give me your wisdom. I need your wisdom on how to handle this situation. You know how I handled this situation? I went through that situation with very professionalism, with the confidence of God, and at the end of the day, the snakes and the scorpions turned around into somewhat of an angel. Because, you know, when you understand who you are, what you have in Jesus, and you listen to the Holy Spirit whisper in your ear, he will guide, direct you, and tell you how to handle situations with people. And someone else was telling me, you know what, you have every right to do this. And I said, no, I don't have every right. I have the right of Jesus Christ. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay in my peace. I'm not going to let them vex my soul. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to do what you assigned me to do, Lord. And at the end of the day, when I was leaving a place, this, well, turned to me and said, you did a great job. It was really wonderful working with you. I'm going to tell you, the whispers of the Holy Spirit are priceless. God is good, isn't he? Oh, man. God gave us the power to use, but you got to take responsibility for flipping on the switch. You know, I remember this story, and I love this story. How many ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth? Anybody ever heard of him? If you haven't read Smith Wigglesworth, he's got a book about this big. He was a great evangelist. Just many, many wonderful miracles. I get the book, read it. It's a great read, amen? He said he was sitting one day on a park bench, and he was watching and said a little lady came by and said she was getting ready to catch a bus and said that, you know, as he was sitting there, a little dog was following her. And he kind of looked at it, and the little lady turned around to the dog and said, now, baby, go home. You know, and the little dog turned around a second, and she started walking again. The little dog came right back, and she said, now, baby, go home. The little dog turned around again, started back, and she's walking down. And he said the third time she turned around, the little dog was still following. She said, get home! She took her authority. That's what we have to do, is recognize what we have, take our authority, speak the word over the situation. Ephesians 1, 19, 21. Ephesians 1, 19 through 21. Oh, this is good this morning, church. God is so good. I love this. And what is the exceeding, bigger than any problem you've got, bigger than any craziness breaking out in your house? You ever have craziness break out in your house? Thank God we didn't have a lot of craziness. Thank God our girls didn't give us a lot of craziness. Thank you, Kay. I love you, baby. Amen. Thank you, Elise, if you're watching. Thank you. Well, Crystal, you were little, but we love you. Amen. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? How many believe this morning? According to what? According to the working of his mighty power, where? Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. Far. Everybody say far. Far out. Far above all principality. Democrat, Republican, independent, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not in this age, but also. You know the problem with us at times, church, is we just have an inferiority complex. We just, I don't know if I should receive this. We need to get past that. We need to say, God, what you have for me, I take. I receive it. James 4:6, look at this. Amen. James 4:6. I love this. But he gives more grace. How many want some more grace? Woo! I want some more favor. I want some more grace. He gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You know, we think of proud as somebody with their nose up in the air, and, oh, man, I just got it all together, and, oh, man, look at me. I'm just, you know, can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me, right? I must be a well of a man. That has nothing to do with this. The proud resist what God has supplied for them. The proud resist his grace. They want to do it on their own. They want to just make it on their own. But the humble receive everything God has put on the table for them. And not only do they receive everything that God puts on the table for them, but they are thankful for everything they've been given. Therefore what? Submit to God. Submit to God. Submit to everything God's given you. Just, he's put it on the table. My cup runneth over. Amen. In the presence of my enemy, God, you prepared all this for me that I may receive it. Thank you, Jesus. I take it. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, not assist the devil. There's a great difference between assisting him and resisting him. Right? We assist him when we don't take everything that God's provided for us. And what he's given us is good. Anybody like ribs? There are going to be ribs at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm declaring it already. Amen. They're going to be some of the best barbecue ribs you ever had. Amen. When someone sets a table, I have a friend of mine, he cooks ribs, and when I go down to his place and he's cooked me ribs before, he makes the best ribs. You know what? I love his ribs, and I partake of those ribs. I lay my hands on them and ordain them into the ministry. Amen? Praise God. But the thing is, it is so good, and it's so prepared for me, and if I said, you know, Bill, I don't care, you know, and walk away from a guy, he would be very highly offended at me, I'm sure. And never that I would do that, because it's the best ribs I think I've ever had. But we need to partake of what God has given us with thanksgiving and praise. And when you're going through something, you maintain your faith by thanksgiving and praise. Not by just asking God to do it again, do it again, do it again. No, he's already done it. What you do is just start praising him because of what he's done for you. Thank you, Lord. You have healed my body. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. No, I'm. Thank you, Jesus. I walk in faith. I don't walk by my feelings. I walk by your word, God. I walk in your healing today, and I thank you that I'm healed. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We resist the devil every time we feed on Jesus. And every time he's just pouring into us all the good things he's given us. Amen. Let's stand today. I've got another hour and 15 minutes, but I won't hold you. So let's stand today. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. The Bible says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. How about some overflow? Amen. Anybody want some overflow life? You know what? Some of you just been worried in your mind, and this is exactly where the enemy attacks us. He only has one place to get to us. It's right here. He's been doing that MO for over 2,000 years, right? 4,000 years, 6,000 years. That's what he uses. But I tell you, we have authority over him because we have the mind of Christ. Would you raise your hands this morning? If you're here this morning, you need healing, you receive it right now. Also, we have a prayer room set up in room 3. If you need additional prayer this morning, please go back there. They'd be glad to agree with you. But I want you to confess out of your mouth right now, thank you, Jesus. I have the authority, the same authority that you have. I declare out of my mouth today, I have that power within me to make a difference, to change circumstances, to change an atmosphere, to heal bodies. Thank you, Lord. To lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Thank you, Jesus. You have given me that power, that ability in you and under your authority. Therefore, I speak, and what I speak is the word of God. And I speak it with boldness, and I proclaim it in faith, knowing that I have the promise of God in Jesus' name over all my life, over all my family. I declare the word of God, the peace of God, the shalom of God in every situation. Listen to me. Some families have been going through it. I declare God's shalom in your family right now. I declare relationships to be healed. Glory to God. I declare relationships are being healed right now in the name of Jesus in your family. There's been some confusion. There's been some things going on. But God says grace, grace, grace to your family right now. Peace to your heart right now. If that's you, raise your hand right now. Raise your hand wherever you are. I know there's someone right. Yes, amen. There's several of you. I speak peace. I rebuke the enemy of confusion out of your household today. And I speak the peace of God, the shalom of God in your situation. Come on, somebody take it. Say, I take it. Amen. I take it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Say with me, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon's going to prosper against you this morning. No weapon, no more confusion in your family. No more aggravation, no more fear, no more sleepless nights and worry. You go to sleep and sleep like a baby, amen? Wow, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God, right now for healing relationships, Lord. We thank you for that. We command them to be healed. Thank you, God. Every relationship being healed, being restored. Thank you, God. No confusion, no fear, no division. Jesus is not the author of division or confusion. Amen. Recognize the enemy at work there. You take your authority. You speak it over your children. You speak it over your kids. You speak it over your spouse in the name of Jesus. Over your friends. Amen. Walk in that authority in Jesus' precious name. He loves you so much, church. Amen. Turn to 5 people this morning and say, God's got so good for you. Come on, tell them, say, God's got good for you. Amen. God's got good for you. Come on, tell somebody, God's got good for you. Amen. Tell somebody else, God's got good for you. Amen. Invite somebody to be with you next Sunday. Before you go, tell 5 people, I serve a good, good God and I have authority. Amen. Come on. Amen.